Sybil.
Happy hump day, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Any day you're humping is a happy day, Sybil. I don't know what you're talking about.
Amen, brother.
Any day. Any day. What's going on, player?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Last night.
Ignite.
It good just for got some, not for others.
Big wins.
It got scarier last night.
Big wins.
Yeah.
Okay, Donald Trump did very, very, very well.
The two guys who came in second last week were number one last night. Donald Trump, more than 2-1 over the next closest person.
Okay.
And that would be the governor of Ohio, Kasich. Donald Trump, about 35% of the vote. Kasich was number two with 16%, and Ted Cruz was at 12%. Now, on the Democratic side,
woo, on that side, yeah.
Hillary Clinton got swamped. And
what was that word Donald Trump used the other time? I think you could use it now, huh?
No. No, I think the more we pay attention to that word, the worse.
I don't know, Sib. I'm sorry.
You would call her that word?
Not that word. No. Oh. When he said she got beat real bad.
Oh, well, she did get beat real bad last night. Yeah. 60% for Sanders, 38% for Clinton.
Okay, it just got scarier for me.
Yeah.
Well, yes and no.
What's the no?
The no is not scary because this was, as far as Bernie Sanders is concerned, this was his neighboring state. He should have done very well. The yes part, as far as scariness is concerned, is that it is showing a real difference on what outsiders, as they're calling them, the kind of effect that they're having on the voting public, and especially young people. Mrs. Clinton made it in her speech last night, said that, you know, I hear you, and for the young people, even if you don't support me, I support you. That was a real clear message for her, and it has
been. And why aren't young people supporting Hillary Clinton?
They like the fact that Bernie Sanders is talking their talk as far as education and health care is concerned, and talking about free education and free health care.
Which are promises he probably cannot.
Well, not without us paying a pretty hefty price for it.
What do you mean?
As far as our paying taxes.
Raising taxes.
And he has tapped into the young people who have no clue who Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are. They don't have any kind of allegiance to the years when Bill Clinton was president, because most of them, 18 to 22 years old, were just born when he left office.
They were in diapers.
Yeah.
Also, the bumps in the road that Hillary has had with the Benghazi, the letters, and
I was going to say, this is the other negative, is that she has all of these hanging over her head.
And what young person hasn't had a problem with emails?
Yeah, but it discourages voters. A lot of people have.
But a lot of people just don't like the fact that there's some.
They don't trust
her. And why don't women trust Hillary Clinton?
She thinks the women were. We're going to outright support her, and I think they just
built quite a fight between the older generation feminists and young feminists or young women that call themselves feminists who are choosing not to vote for Hillary Clinton because Bernie Sanders has tapped into something that they believe in, and a lot the same way, Tom, that President Obama did in 2008.
If Bernie Sanders wins the Democratic nomination, who do you think could be his running mate, and what kind of person needs to be his running mate?
I think it would be brilliant if he had a black woman.
Cheryl Underwood.
But he has to have somebody definitely from the Midwest. He's so far east. He's so eastern, so northeastern. He has to have somebody from the Midwest or the South to kind of balance that, or maybe even from California. But like a Kamala Harris.
It just has ignited people. Just people are excited. And whereas Hillary, you see her campaigns. And
well, everything that's new, Jay, and every person that's new in politics builds a kind of excitement, just like Donald Trump.
Like Barack Obama
President Obama did in 2008.
And Hillary represents the same old
school. The old school, and
as much as she tries to separate herself from it,
she
Bernie
can't.
Sanders keeps pulling her back in it. Right?
She can't
the
separate
Wall Street
herself
speeches,
from that.
The
okay,
Clintons,
so
the Obamacare, everything.
So it's still early.
Yeah, it's very early.
It's still early.
But it's early with a behind whooping. That's a different early, man. That's not early with a tie. I mean, he did really.
This is
really
just
good.
The second of, and the first was a caucus. This is the first primary of the season.
But, Sybil, I just left South Carolina, and in terms of blacks, I don't know how white people are talking, but you don't hear people in South Carolina being ignited by Hillary Clinton when the election comes out. They either I'm going to vote for Hillary, or they're just saying, I'm not going to vote at all. And you have a lot of that.
And that's the problem. That is right. A problem. What happens next is the Democratic caucus for Nevada happens on Saturday, the 20th of February. That's the caucus.
Mm-hmm.
The South Carolina Republican primary takes place that same day. Mm. And then, and why they don't take place on the same day, I don't know. But the Nevada Republican caucus takes place on February 23rd, and then the Carolina Democratic primary takes place on the 27th, a week later. So within these next couple of weeks, you're going to see a lot of people running back and forth between. Now, the good thing about Hillary Clinton is that she does have a good ground organization, and so that's going to help her. And as Jay says, too, people are saying they're not sure if they're going to vote. There's going to be a lot of get out the vote activity.
Which candidate brought the? Because I hear there was a record number of ballots yesterday. Which candidate received most of that?
Trump
and it would be Bernie Sanders,
Sanders
and Donald
Trump. Right.
Yeah, on both on each side. Yeah,
and even with the comment, that
I'm scared
bringing people into.
Yeah,
I'm scared. It got real for me a few months ago, but this is getting scary to me now.
It's going to be interesting to see how Donald Trump does in the South. I think he'll be fine in Nevada for the caucus there, but the South is really going to play a part, especially for Black folks, and what's going to happen with the Republican side as well as the Democratic side for Clinton versus Sanders. A lot of people are slowly coming over to Bernie Sanders' side. Ben Jealous is supporting Bernie Sanders. People like
Harry
that.
Belafonte.
Ellison, Congressman Keith Ellison from Minnesota is a Bernie Sanders supporter. And it's those kind of names that you hear that are new school politicians. And it's going to be a real interesting time. And don't be scared. Just hang on.
Okay. I see, as Huggy calls him, Fatty Wop. Chris Christie.
He went home.
He went.
He's going home to reevaluate.
But he did his damage. He did what he set out to do, and that was to knock Marco Rubio out and frustrate him. And that's exactly what he did in the debate. He really frustrated.
But
Marco Rubio.
He did. He did do a good job of that.
But he didn't help himself.
But he did not help himself.
Fatty Wop.
Fatty Wop.
Chris Christie.